Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 3rd. It'll be broadcast live from the Superior Livestock Offices and Studios in Texas. Be seen on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll have their Superior Sunrise started at 7:30 and the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. This week, they're going to be offering 32,870 head, 5,800 yearling steers, 2,800 yearling heifers, 21,000, almost 22,000 weaned calves, and 1,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, for information, call 800-422-2117. 800-422-2117. Remember, the sale is Thursday, December 3rd, 8 a.m. Central Time at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Well, cash cattle markets remain quiet early today, with both sides assessing overall holiday week movement. The underlying support in cash markets seen ahead of the Thanksgiving break may spark some additional movement through the first of the week here this week. Cash cattle prices last week were reportedly mostly $111, and that was about a dollar higher than the previous week. With most of the business developing Wednesday, packers are expected to be focused on post-holiday inventory taking, while show list distribution will be seen through feedlots, although bids and asking prices are not expected until later in the week. Strong underlying market support remains firmly planted in the hog futures trade following the rally over the last couple of weeks. Even though prices eroded during the holiday-shortened Friday session, prices remain near resistance levels with the opportunity to end the month of November at month-long highs. It's still uncertain just how active traders will become during the opening minutes of trade today, but the focus on firming pork values late last week could help to regain moderate to active buying interest. Weaker trade in the wheat markets overnight, with Minneapolis and Kansas City leading losses, while Chicago has finally relinquished its overnight gains. A day of back-and-fill trade is probably warranted following the impressive rally Friday, which saw many wheat contracts post double-digit gains. Firmer trade overnight, following through on post-Thanksgiving trade Friday, which was aided by a surging wheat market. From a technical perspective, corn futures have a rising wedge pattern in place, which can resolve itself bearishly, at least according to the textbooks. That said, dips have been buying opportunities on every correction since August, with bulls still lined up to own this market. On the soybeans, after higher trade out of the gate Sunday evening, the soy complex has watched all three legs slip to losses early this morning. So far, soybean oil is leading those losses. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, December live cattle was down 75 cents at 110.62. February down 92 at 113.25. January feeder cattle down 35 cents, 139.82. March down 27 cents at 139. December hogs down 30 cents at 65.87. February down 42 cents on Friday, 67.25. Kansas City wheat, December up 17 and three quarters, 561 and a half. March up 14 and three quarters, 565 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December up 8 and a quarter, 596 and a half. March up 9 and a half cents, 606. December corn's up 5 and a half, 425 and a half. March is up 6 and a quarter at 433 and three quarters. January soybeans up 7 and three quarters, 1191 and three quarters.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.